and welcome to episode 8 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Sandy, and this week, I'm joined by my fellow Outlander Travel agents, Elizabeth, Amy, and Lindsay. And our topic today is Jamaica, and in particular, the Sandals brands of all-inclusive resorts in Jamaica. This is the country where Sandals was born, and they have a strong presence throughout. Sandals knows Jamaica and has a resort to match pretty much every kind of vacationer. So, we have all recently been to Sandals in Jamaica. What do you guys think? What are your, where are the properties? What did you like? Let's talk about where we went. Amy. Should be fresh on your mind.
So, I visited Sandals Negril and Beaches Negril and White House, which is further south. Sandals Negril is the adults only. Beaches is the family friendly option. Fairly close to each other, actually, too. And I would say, yeah, you definitely have the different experience there because of the kids at Beaches, but I really liked the Sandals Negril. The beach there was beautiful, of course, around the seven-mile beach, which I learned there is actually a nine-mile beach. But it's just this great, pristine water, awesome beaches. That resort is sort of a much more Caribbean feel than the White House. You have sort of low buildings, separate houses, or sort of huts almost. Gorgeous, and they're really well decorated, and you've got a lot of the high end qualities that you have at your other Sandals resorts as well. But this is just sort of I'm not going to call it boutique. It's definitely not boutique. It's just more of a Caribbean feel to it, and you've got the low buildings to it. Just it's beautiful. It's really nice. I think that's a very romantic setting. It's a very romantic, kind of low key, quiet resort to me. That's the feel I got from it.
My favorite was actually the Beaches one where we stayed because I like seeing kids running around whenever I'm on vacation. I don't know. There are probably a lot of adults out there.
You are a little strange.
but I thought it was really cool. And I really liked Negril. I thought it had a really cool laid back vibe to it. And, it just felt like you could wander off of the property and kind of mix with the locals. Everybody there that we talked to was so nice and so friendly and, just really good. And I liked that. I liked that there was, if you want a little bit more authentic taste of the culture, I think that's a really good place to go. It was very cool.
So you just talked about two of the Sandals brands, but there's actually three. There's the Sandals, which is adult only. Mm-hmm. And then there's Beaches, which is family friendly. And then there's Grand Pineapple. Didn't you guys go to a Grand Pineapple?
I liked Grand Pineapple.
Can you talk a little bit about what that is exactly?
So the Grand Pineapple is in the Sandals family, so you're getting a certain level of quality. It is all-inclusive, but it's kind of the budget brand. It's only got one restaurant and the one in the grill. Only has one restaurant and one bar on property. There's a garden side and a beach side, so you have to cross the street to go between the two. And they do weddings and stuff there. That's where I saw my first peacock, so I thought it was really cool. Little did I know you see them everywhere.
Yeah, that's every
by the end of the
resort,
trip, it's like, oh, yeah, peacock. But I thought it was really quaint and cute, and I think if you... You know, that was where you really could literally, instead of crossing the street to go to the other side of Grand Pineapple, you could just turn left and go to the little shack next door and have a cold beer and really mix with the locals. And I think, I know some people who that would really appeal to. So I thought it was really cool. And there's also, I found out, a reggae marathon in December. And if I was going to send a group who were kind of looking to be on a budget, that's exactly where I would send them. I think it's a great option.
It's in Negril.
It's in Negril. The race is going to go right past it. Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool.
So Amy, you talked about, Sandy was talking about how the Beaches was more of a party feel. What would you say about White House? Is that the same sort of feel?
To me, White House was, I would have to call it more of an upscale looking, more Mediterranean. I mean, I don't, you're, all these are high-end resorts, so I won't say more affluent necessarily, but it had a feel to it. There are areas, since there's three different villages, definitely that Italian village is closer to what I would say maybe is the party pool. But even so, it's not crazy loud parties. You know, you have games that are DJ, or they might have some music out there. That's where the pool swim-up bar is. So if you get on the further end by the Dutch village, you're going to have a pool still, not a swim-up bar. No music by the pool. It's a lot quieter. That's my favorite that I visited. It is a hike out there. Just know that you're going to have about an hour and a half drive up a pretty curvy, windy road. As long as you know what you're in for, you're good. It's beautiful. Once you get there, it's absolutely worth it. It's amazing. Yaman. Everybody's like, great. Yaman. Yaman. You still get that Caribbean feel everywhere. The staff is amazing. They're just, I don't know what it is in the Jamaican people and culture, but they're always happy. They're just always ready to please and happy. They're just so happy.
And
I love this part. You're going to have to tell me to stop talking about it. I loved it.
She won't shut up. The steel drum band that we saw Saturday night was phenomenal. They were that's a don't miss it. If you're there on the night, they're there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's every Saturday. They were definitely.
I think you bring up a good point about the commute too, because it's one thing about Jamaica is you can fly into Kingston, but nobody really recommends that. Really, everybody flies into Montego Bay, and there is a very small airport in Ocho Rios, but again, it's super super tiny, so it's not really considered the best way to travel into Jamaica. So everybody gets to Montego Bay, and if you really don't want to get into a bus, and by bus we're talking about smaller sort of like, Volkswagen size,
like 10 people,
yeah, Toyota little, yeah, little buses, and goaways, then you really have to stay in Montego Bay, and there are resorts there. How far was the commute to Negril from Montego Bay?
A little over an hour. They stopped on the way. My driver stopped on the way at this little place on the side of the road that had a jerk chicken shack, and it had bathrooms, and it had like a little store where you could get like a Coke or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like we needed the stop, but I think it's nice to kind of spread the wealth a little bit, so that was pretty cool. And
That was true on the way. Actually, on the way to Ocho Rios, they stopped about halfway through. It's about an hour and a half, hour 45, depending. And they stopped at a jerk shack on the way, mm-hmm. Where you could eat or not. The bathrooms were clean. It was actually a park. They were playing cricket in the park when we stopped. And it was a great place to stop. Very, very clean, very easy to access everything. And then you were on your way.
Lindsay, what was your favorite?
Is the road?
My favorite was White House. I loved it. I know it was, for me, it was totally worth the 75-minute commute out there from the airport.
Yeah.
You have the 2 miles of this virgin beach, and it is in a secluded area. It does have more of that romantic feel to it, but you still get the authentic Jamaican culture experience there. I mean, White House itself in Jamaica is a fishing village. And there are, I mean, you're kind of on that end, on the south end there, but you're like 20 minutes from the famous Floyd's Pelican Bar, which is the bar that he built in the sea. And there are things, I mean, I want to give the impression we say it's very secluded and that's all out there, but there is a taste of actual authenticity that you can get out there. In addition to that, you can experience both. It's one of the locations where you can experience both the sunrise and the sunset, which was a huge selling point for me. I just loved the romance of watching the sunrise and then getting to watch the sunset too.
I missed the sunrise.
And all of the rooms at White House are ocean facing.
Yes.
So no matter what room you get an ocean facing room.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. I mean, you're very close to the ocean too. And, you know, a few of us are in North Carolina here where, you know, you look at a house on the beach and you're like, okay, how many hurricanes will it take for that to go away? And we asked in Jamaica about hurricanes. You know, I actually hadn't paid much attention, honestly, to the weather patterns around Jamaica. And they said the last time they had one of any import was like 1980. They just sort of move around, especially on that southern side. The White House side, because of where the mountains are, they just don't get a lot of problems with that. So.
One thing that I thought was cool, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there's like artwork all around the resorts, all of them that are trees that have fallen or whatever. Something happens to a tree, they take it and they carve something out of it. So there are these very elaborate, like it could be a parrot or it could be a Rastafarian man or it could be a pirate, or, you know, there were these kind of carvings all over the place. And they were the trees that had fallen or, you know, whatever happened to them at, you know, whatever time.
So. Sandals is really big on taking care of their, where they are. And especially in Jamaica, they really like to give back. And so some of the, you know, sort of the carving trees, not letting anything go to waste, enters into that. And I know Lindsay knows a lot about the Sandals Foundation and what it does. You want to talk about that for a minute, Lindsay?
Butch, the founder of Sandals, they're actually a Jamaica-born company. So, like we mentioned before, they take care, they give back to the community. And the Sandals Foundation does all these wonderful things. There are, it just, since it started officially, they've opened over 26 adopted schools. They've awarded over 136 scholarships. They've trained 544 teachers. I mean, we're talking like, when you go there, you can take an empty suitcase and fill it with school supplies and donate it. And when you're there, you can go on these reading road trips and actually visit the schools and see the kids who are being benefited by this. Also, Sandals does something that I don't know one other resort that does this, but they donate their rooms. They fly in dentists and doctors and give dental care. I think it's over 62,000 people have gained access to dental and eye care, and over 107,000 people have been impacted directly by their healthcare initiatives. They put up the doctors and they pay for everything to get these people care.
And I think, you know, today's traveler looks a lot at a resort and its effect, its carbon footprint, and, you know, how well it's impacted. You know, there's a lot of talk of places getting too built up and that sort of thing. And I honestly, you know, in Jamaica, these resorts blend in and they're still very luxurious and, you know, but they don't, you know, they're not towering skyscraper resorts, or, you know, some of them are a little bit, you know, a few floors, but you're not going to find these like mega, it doesn't feel like, mm-hmm. you know, this big glass building was just thrown down, onto the beach there. So we've talked about the southern resorts, right?
But yeah, south and southwest.
Yeah, south and southwest. Yeah. So, but there's also Montego Bay and Ocho Rios. Lindsay, which of those two cities were your favorite? Not the resort itself, but which location?
The location, I'm in the minority when I say the city was. I liked Montego Bay. I liked the loudness. I liked the party feel to it. I liked being able to actually get out and see a little bit more of Jamaica from there.
Yeah.
That's the flagship property, Montego Bay. Yeah.
Yes. You literally, if the fence wasn't there, you could walk onto the runway from that property. It is like, it is at the airport pretty much. So if you want a short commute, if you don't want the 75 minutes to White House or the hour and a half out to Ocho Rios, then you can basically, you know, walk to your resort. You won't, you'll take a bus. But there are a few in Montego Bay. There is the flagship, which is Montego Bay. It's the original Sandals Resort. And it's interesting. It's sort of, it struck me as almost being having a little hodgepodge because they have these, sort of houses that were actually a neighborhood that, you know, was converted into rooms. And then they have regular rooms but it is definitely, you can feel the vibe walk through that resort. It's definitely, you see younger people, the music is pumping. We were encouraged to wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. As we went through. They definitely had sort of that cruise ship atmosphere and sort of that get up and dance and come, you know, party with us on the beach. Very fun. But I saw three weddings going on there just walking through the property. So, you know, they were in different stages. Not everybody's getting married at the same time. It wasn't one of those, you know, group weddings. But, you know, I saw a woman getting ready in the spa, getting her makeup done, and another one getting her pictures taken on the beach, and another one actually taking her vows. So, taking their vows, I should say. wasn't one-sided. At least I don't think
yourself.
It was.
On Glee, where she married herself.
She married herself. She just paid for the wedding and stood out on the beach and said, "I love me." Montego Bay actually it had a great vibe, and I expected it to look a little bit older, and it does a little bit, but not really. It's really, you know, it's renovated, and it could very easily be a property that had been, you know.
I think their groundskeepers are amazing, and even Grand Pineapple. You know, the guy was like picking every little tiny weed out of the rocks they're very immaculate with that and the look of the whole thing. So, yeah.
The plants and the
horticulture.
I'm not a horticulturist by any means, but I have never seen so many different kinds of, and stopping and talking to the grounds people, they're so very proud and happy to show off their work. And they'll tell you every little thing about these amazing.
Yes. Very lush. The whole island is very lush. Very cool.
And if you like to explore that, talk about Montego Bay, there's another resort there, the Royal Caribbean, where there's actually a private island off of that one that soon will be expanded, yes, to include some overwater bungalows.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, pictures of those, and I'm so excited.
Yes, they look wonderful. They also look very few, so I think they're going to be really
very
highly sought after.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that island has a Thai restaurant on it, and that was just the talk of everybody wanted to get out on that boat. And interestingly enough, after a certain hour, they'll take you out to that island on a dragon boat. So you actually get sort of that Chinese, Thai, Asian kind of feel as you go out to dinner. I did not have dinner there. I can't do Thai food. I'm a wuss. But I did talk to several people who did, and they said it was absolutely fantastic. I enjoyed the French restaurant, you know, much more my speed. Give me a plate of snails and some bread, and I'm a happy girl.
Oh, I love it. I had frog's legs for the first time in the French restaurant, and it was amazing. Did you visit the nude beach?
I did not.
On the island?
I did not. I did not. It was tempting.
She wouldn't tell us if she did.
Yeah. There were lots of questions, though. What are they going to do with the nude beach while they're doing construction? Just, it's interesting to think, but... and that's one thing about an all-inclusive resort that people sometimes don't think about. Even if you're not a foodie, you can try things that you never would ever order, you know, on a regular day because you wouldn't pay for it.
Right.
And you wouldn't cook it. And, you know, you can try something that you've never tried before and there's no risk, you know, if you didn't like it.
Except for the calories, because apparently the dirty banana drink that I had a gazillion calories in it.
The famous dirty banana. That is a must have in Jamaica for sure. Especially
if they have the hummingbird, that was my favorite. And personally, I think Montego Bay makes it the best.
No, I didn't have the hummingbird. I think I was the only one at White House ordering margaritas. There was some guy that, you know, he ordered a drink and the bartender made him two, so I had one of those. And I can't remember what it was now.
Well, we didn't buy Sandy enjoyed the beaches resort so much.
It was all research.
It was a
It should be said, of all the things that are included in Sandals, you know, you've got all that all-inclusive food, which is amazing, high-quality food, separate kitchens for separate restaurants and separate kitchens for food allergies. We had somebody on our trip that was gluten-free. The chef came out first to her table every night and went over different options.
At every different restaurant. I mean, we ate somewhere new every time and every place we went.
And not even the food, but then you've got the water sports. There's the snorkeling that's free of charge. There's the diving, which is free of charge, is for your PADI certified. There's the paddle boards. One of the resorts, I can't remember which, is the only one that does have it, has water jet skis. There's glass bottom boats. It's just, and that's all free. That's not an upcharge for any of that.
Yep.
It's awesome.
And the cocktails.
Yeah. Oh. Well, the picture of the glasses, there was like this guy, the bartender stacked like 20 glasses and then would just pour the liquor like down the side of every glass. And I don't even know if he really even cared what he was pouring. He was just putting stuff in those things. And then he would lean it over and everybody would grab a glass and you don't care. You know, you're like, oh, it's free.
It was a show.
Yeah.
It was entertainment. It was fun. Yeah. It was entertainment.
And that's the other thing. Another thing that's included is tips. And with the exception of the butlers, which we can certainly talk about, tips are included in that. You know, people talk about sort of sticker shock sometimes with a vacation, but when you add up everything that you're spending on a vacation, your meals and your travel and your room and your drinking. And honestly, you know, even for people who don't drink, we joke about it here, but there are a lot of people who don't drink alcohol. There's still, you know, there's virgin smoothies and, you know, there's a lot of options for you that would be expensive back home or on a normal vacation that you would go on that you still have access to. So definitely. And that's the thing about beaches too. You know, my kids, you think, well, why am I paying for an all-inclusive resort for my kids? But they were having strawberry daiquiris like every day, strawberry and banana smoothies. And, they love it.
Yeah. And the water park at beaches was really cool too. We tried out both water slides.
I actually tried to tip the bell guy, just a regular bell guy in a regular old room. He would not accept it. There's nobody watching, and he would not take it. He said he'd get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to, and I felt bad, but you're not allowed to get in trouble if you did.
They can lose their job, and the salesperson that took us on this trip was very clear about that, that tipping is not allowed, and you're not doing them a favor. You know, they really can get in trouble for that. So
yeah. And that actually goes a long way. So when you're adding up your costs, it's really important to keep that in mind.
The other thing that's great, I mean, talk about trying things that you would never try at home, especially if you had to pay extra for them, like dining. But with water sports, I had never been on a Hobie Cat. I had never done a paddle board. And you think, okay, there are some resorts that say that's all included, but then you have to pay for the lesson. This gentleman sat out in the water with my hefty girl butt for at least an hour until I understood exactly every single thing I needed to be doing just right. And it was so much fun. And I now I'm addicted to it. It's something that I personally would never have thought to try, would never have done on my own, especially if I had to pay extra to do it.
And speaking of that and the level of service that you're getting, we actually saw a rescue happen, not that they were in grave danger, but I believe it was at Beaches Ocho Rios. We saw an overturned Hobie Cat with two people in the water, and they actually, not only did the beach staff notice them, but they motorboated out there, got them, brought them back to shore, then went back out. And we watched them for 10 minutes try to turn this Hobie Cat back over and get it in. And, you know, we all cheered when they got it done. Mm-hmm. But that's the sort of level of service. You know, normally they just let you out there. And when your hour's up, they'd be like, huh, your hour's up. Where are you? But they're actually watching. It was really great service. And those guys were, you know, they were completely capable of coming back on their own had they needed to. But it would have been a long swim. And, you know, they were definitely there for them.
I feel like we do need to kind of mention, I know we said that don't tip anybody, you know, except the butlers. But just want to throw out there that the people who drive you to the resorts are not Sandals employees. So you should kind of throw them something.
Yes. And that is their living. Yeah. That's how they make money is tips. Yeah. They don't get paid a lot to drive. So
yeah,
absolutely. So we can talk about butlers for a minute. One of the things about Sandals is there's a wide variety of pricing. And one good example is the Grand Riviera in Ocho Rios has all sorts of levels of rooms. And it actually many people cite it as one of the more affordable Sandals resorts to go to. But there is actually a wide range from being near the beach. There's actually the Ochi Beach Club and sort of that area down there. There's no rooms at the Ochi Beach Club. It's more of a recreation area, but then there's rooms right next to it. Very nice restaurant out on the water that is for the Butler Suites, which are actually up the hill. So you actually take a shuttle from the Butler Suites over to the beach, which at first sounds very unappealing. But the fact is, over in the Butler Suites, the villages over there, the villas, I should say, you do have some restaurants over there. The pool actually has a great view of the ocean from up on the hill. You're actually up on the mountain. In many cases, you'll have a private or semi-private pool to yourself. And then you have a butler. And I've talked to clients who are like, isn't it kind of weird to have a butler? And I was very fortunate to experience it. And yes, you know, when a butler offers to unpack your suitcase, it's like, I can do that on my own. Although I might be tempted to let a butler do that at some point. But I was like, no, don't touch my stuff. I'm good. But they also, I mean, the room will be ready with like a little treat, like a candy or something like that. There'll be champagne on ice for you. Sometimes when you least expect it, definitely when you check in. And the bar is more fully stocked. The butler is not on call 24 hours. although there are places, there is a large villa at Royal Plantation that has a 24-hour butler who actually cooks for you and everything, lives in the back of the villa. But otherwise, they work from about 7 o'clock in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night. Two different shifts, and they'll check in with you, make sure everything's okay. They'll set up a chair on the beach for you. It's little things. And the longer you're there, the more they get to know you. So the butlers are actually very typical. That's the one exception. And you get a letter when you check into a butler villa that says, you know, even though Sandals has a no tipping policy, we make an exception for our butlers because of how personal they make your stay, turn down service, all of that comes with it. And they get to know, you know, what you like to drink. I am a Jack Daniels girl. Jack Daniels usually isn't in the room. And so I asked if I could have a bottle of Jack Daniels, and lo and behold, there was a bottle of Jack Daniels in my room next time I came in. So they will, you know, anything that you want within reason, they can accommodate for you.
And I'll say we were not lucky enough to have a butler, but we did get concierge level. And personally, I would shorten my stay by a day to upgrade to the concierge. I think that, so in Negril, in White House, you don't have to make reservations for any of the restaurants. You just walk up. But in Negril, you do. And you can go the first day there and just tell them what you want, and they'll take care of all of it. If you are not in that level suite, you have to go every day and, you know, check and see if there's reservations. And you can get in, but you still need a reservation to do it. And there's other places to eat if you don't get one. But that and the water sports, you can go ahead and make your whole week of water sports if you want to. So just little things like that, you know, having that air-conditioned lounge to go hang out in, and the rooms are in a slightly better location, and your bar is still pretty stocked. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still had, our refrigerator had Red Stripe in it, and we had wine, and we had some, you know, booze and stuff. So it was good. I don't think I could go down now. At least concierge for life.
I do, and they call it Club Sandals now, and I do think that level of service is actually, it's worth a little bit more, without a doubt. And it's amazing, those little things where, you know, it's easy to say, well, I could live without it, and you'll still have a great experience at a Sandals resort without that.
You can still walk out of your room and get anything you want to drink, but if you got that Red Stripe in your fridge, you can just hang out on your balcony if you want a little bit, you know.
And so, you're in a nicer room where your balcony is more enjoyable anyway, so you'll want to spend more time in your room. Well, and Sandals is all about romance, and it definitely shows on their property. So there's a lot of little cozy areas on the resort to snuggle and watch the water, watch the sunset, watch the sunrise, perhaps, enjoy each other's company. And everything is designed in the rooms to sort of cater to two people being in that room. You know, the two cozy chairs on a porch or what have you it's really a great way to reconnect.
Yep. Speaking of romance, don't forget the Red Lane Spa. You can do couples massages, single massages, facials, manicures, pedicures, hair, just a real serene environment. And you can even go in, I think it might be all of them, you can even still go into the spa, into like their serenity rooms or their little serenity pool areas, even if you don't have a spa reservation, just enjoy that. Mm-hmm.
You can go in the sauna, although as hot as it was, I can't imagine. The saunas were always empty when we
came. You can just go outside for that.
The cold and hot plunge pools are very nice. Like that's also included.
And the gyms were nice. I checked out the gyms at both of them, too, so it was good.
Were these empty?
The first one, the one at Beaches, was empty. The one at White House was kind of full, but it was a Saturday, so people might have been trying to work off their, you know, their whole
I did trip. Not see those gyms. Where were they?
It's funny.
I have toured every gym, every property at every gym, and I have not seen one person in any of those gyms ever.
I didn't even see runners. And usually when I go on vacation to a resort, somebody is out there running. I did not see a single runner.
I saw
one.
People running on the beach in Negril. When I went to work out in Negril, it was about 6 a.m. So the resort.
Maybe that
was
it. I was asleep.
You have to go early, though, if you're going to do it outside. I mean, for sure.
Yes. Once you start drinking and eating,
I meant the heat.
Did you guys get to enjoy the beach party? I love that they have a rotating schedule. Like, one night they'll have a chocolate party, one night it's a beach party. And I was fortunate enough to be at White House when they had the beach party, and they had a kayak of the freshest, and I live in the Pacific Northwest, they had the freshest, most amazing seafood ever. and I was eating things that I would never.
So awesome. White House had a reggae beach party one night. However, we did not enjoy that. We saw it start.
I wouldn't say we didn't enjoy it. It's not like it was crappy. I was crappy.
We didn't. Tired.
See, he's the only person on earth who's in a bad mood in Jamaica.
I was just tired. That's all it was. And I knew I was getting up to run the next morning.
They were probably testing alcohol back in their room.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there was they went to the reggae festival on the beach, then they went to the martini bar, then there was a disco party.
Yeah. Oh, there was a big party in the piano bar when I was at Grand Riviera. I mean, that was the talk of the next day. Yeah, the piano bars are definitely hot spots.
So. Yeah, I miss all that stuff.
I did a chocolate party, and it was incredible. And we went and sang karaoke at the piano bar. It's just a lot of fun.
Oh, I think we could talk about this all night now that we're really talking about the parties, but we're out of time. Sorry, guys. That is our show for the week. On behalf of Elizabeth, Amy, Lindsay, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.